Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, it's war, finally. Got an email from a listener over the weekend. Wow, Trump finally responds in Portland. You've been on this for 2 months. Yes, there is a war going on in Portland for control of the federal building. We've been documenting it here for a very long time, months, in fact. There's something we're seeing in Portland, Lee, and our side still is not properly telling the story, not really understanding what is going on. And to understand it, you have to watch Portland. There's a war for the ICE building going on in Portland. It is surrounded 24 hours a day by black, bloc, violent, liberal thugs. They stand on the sidewalks. They assault anyone who complains. And there's a lot of complaining because there's an apartment complex across the way, and they blare really loud sirens and noise 24 hours a day to torture the ICE agents inside. That violates the noise ordinance, but the police will not come. Understand what we're dealing with in Portland, because I don't think anybody does. You really have to watch local news to comprehend it. And our side needs to start to do that, because we're not going to be able to defend and explain what Trump is doing properly. What is going on in Portland, Lee, is a coordination between the Antifa and other violent Marxist black bloc thugs and the Democrat leadership. Here's how it works. They get to commit assaults, block the doors, throw Molotov cocktails, and violate noise ordinance. They have become above the law. We have not seen this before, except during other Democrat violent summer of love. They're above the law. So when the ICE agents call because they're being assaulted, the police don't come. When the people who live in the apartments across the street who are being tortured by these black bloc thugs with round-the-clock sirens, they cannot sleep. Some have tried to get out of their leases. They are literally being tortured. They've had to move in with other family members. The police won't come. They are above the law. If you are black bloc, if you are a violent liberal protester, you can do whatever you want in front of that Portland building. And that is why Trump has to send people. And we have got to start to explain this. This is a clear coordination between the Democrat leadership of Portland, who hold back the police to drive the violence, who have now, with their actions, shown that ICE/Antifa in Portland is above the law. Laws don't apply to them. Noise ordinances don't apply to them. When neighbors who live in the apartments and are not political, they just want to sleep, have come out, they have been hit, kicked, beaten, and the police don't come. So this is the liberation of this building. And I don't even know that Trump people are explaining themselves really well why they finally had to go in. And if you ask me, Lee, this is a very delayed response. This is not strong-arm Trump trying to be a dictator, take over, being too heavy-handed. Democrats are like, oh, why won't Republicans object to this, blah, blah, blah. This is way late. This has gone on way too long. So when Trump finally did this weekend, I went, fantastic. And so many of you, you know, who are used to, you know, listening to the show, you know that something special is going on in Portland. We are seeing the elevation of the violent black bloc thugs to a two-tier justice system standard of beyond the law. They are simply so far above that laws don't apply. This is Fox News from more than a month ago, and I'm going to go back over it so that we can understand what we face in this country. The loss of these left-wing post-American territories. And they're literally using Lee ICE and Antifa against ICE as a guerrilla army.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law.
There's your sirens.
Yeah, that's not authorities.
No, no, that's Antifa and other thugs.
Down, it's midnight. We the people need sleep.
And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Please send the cops.
Sounds like it's time for the Portland militia. I mean, I realize that, you know, Trump sending in federal troops will also accomplish the same goal, but still.
This has been going on, Lee, for 3 months.
Oh, 3 months? 3 months?
Oh, yeah. We're actually going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland police have not made a single arrest since June 18th, despite a number of assaults. A protester hit one resident with a megaphone, then a fist. Despite the injuries, no arrest. One resident sued the city to force cops to enforce the laws, and this was uncovered during discovery. One officer telling another on the police radio, quote, "If it were not ICE, we could assist directly."
This is a full-on abdication of police duty in a four-block radius that impacts some of the most vulnerable Oregonians that we have. Now they've said, meh, we're just going to let violent rioters do this for 80 straight nights, and we don't care.
Police in Portland declined an interview but said in a statement, quote, "We take these concerns seriously. At the same time, we are committed to protecting individuals' rights to express themselves peacefully." Now, all of this is on top of 3 straight months of protests in 2020, and this rioting has really taken a toll on the city's reputation. There are so many vacancies in the city of Portland right now that it ranks next to last in good places to invest in the country, and they've lost the top 20 buildings for offices have lost 57% of their combined value in the last 5 years. $1.7 billion down the drain. Sandra?
All right, Dan Springer on that.
And then they will want federal assistance.
Oh, yeah, after the destruction. Absolutely, yeah. They want. And, you know, right now I'm watching the mayor and the governor of Oregon lie their butts off that there's no violence. Right? Nothing is going on. Everything is perfectly fine as they literally, with the police, coordinate with Antifa and these black bloc thugs. I don't know if they're all Antifa. They're incredibly violent, who are out there night after night to ensure the violence can continue. And this is the game that the left is playing. They know they're playing it. I know they're playing it. But our side is not either explaining or understanding what is at stake here. This is absolute lawlessness where you're watching for the first time the Democrat leaders coordinate with and protect the Antifa thugs. Now, here's the thing that they're doing, and it's really interesting. When they say, hey, there's no crime. We don't, no violence. Well, no, when people call 911 and you refuse to send the police when they've been assaulted, when there is violence, then there's no record, Lee. There's no police report. See how this works?
Yep.
It's incredible. And we will lose control of cities to thugs and criminal cartels this way. I've been telling you, we are watching the merger of the Democrats and the cartels. They do this to protect criminal leadership within their cities. They are merging with crime networks. We must take this territory back. We are literally reconquering territory in America from the left. And people who think, well, we'll just let them do what they want. We'll laugh when it all burns. I'm telling you, we're going to lose control of parts of America. It's not what you think. And Americans have never seen this before. We don't understand it. We've never watched a guerrilla war like happens when countries are lost to left-wing guerrillas in places like Central and South America. We don't understand how it works, and we're watching it. And our only hope is for Trump to stop it. We have got to put the leaders of these organizations in prison. They're obviously coordinating with the Democrat Party. We need to trace the funding back. You can see the coordination right there on the street in Portland. Police, don't come. Who then are the police, Lee?
Well, who do they answer to? It's certainly not the well, I guess they're still answering to the city council, but they're not answering to the city residents.
No, the police, the real law enforcement here is Antifa.
Yes, yeah.
That's who has control. They are more powerful than the police. That is what we have to break the back of. And we're getting ready to maybe lose New York City in this way. Do you watch it? I mean, Eric Adams was absolutely heroic what he did dropping out of that race. No. Get out of the way. Because, I mean, I've never, I can't imagine if you'd ever tell me I'm pulling, you know, you're pulling for Cuomo, I'd be like, what?
Well,
did I get hit over the head?
Cuomo should pull out too, because he's already been beaten by Mandami, and he's already run as a Democrat and then lost. And technically, at least in most states, if you run for one party, you make an agreement not to run as an independent, which he is doing.
I don't know how we fix this, but I'm telling you, if you think, not you, Lee, but people think that Mamdani is, oh, it's going to be great. We'll show the country. I'll show them. No, you can never let the ideology that killed 100 million people in the last century take root on American soil. You cannot do it. We have to defeat this guy, or it's going to be an army of Mandami clones in every Democrat primary in these cities. We are going to lose control of territory inside of America. And inside of that territory, you have Marxist regimes, and they will spill out. This is, we can't cheer for him to win. Just gotta hope some way the people of New York get some sense and stop him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.